3, 2, 1. What's up, guys? This is the Worship Leader Podcast. It's been a while. It's been a good while. I looked at my podcast, and it's been 2 years since I uploaded something. And if you'll notice, there's someone new with me here. I'm Terry Fisher, and this is
Josh Sykes.
It just got, like I was saying, I was telling you earlier, or when I asked you about doing this, it was crazy. It got to where I was monologuing, and that's boring. It's boring to do. So now there's two for the price of one, free. And we're gonna be getting into some stuff. First of all, I don't think I ever did tell anything about myself, and I got my cell phone here. I'm not looking on my cell phone. I got my agenda and stuff on it. So if you see me looking down at my cell phone, that's what it's about. What we're gonna do is we're gonna get it kicked off with One Gotta Go. I know y'all know that. I know you One Gotta Go, you familiar with that? Mm-hmm. So the subject today on One Gotta Go is gonna be fried. Oh, let me stop this. I got kids. He's got kids. There's someone in the back, so if you're screaming, crying,
don't be alarmed.
Kid runs through here, don't be alarmed. We're just gonna keep this going.
Because we're probably gonna phase it out. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be all right.
So what we're gonna do is One Gotta Go, and the One Gotta Go for today is fries. So we got waffle fries, curly fries, crinkle fries, and wedges. And the way we'll do it is kind of like those elimination shows, like Cake Boss and all that stuff. The one that's left is the one that's booted. Mm-hmm. So we'll pick our best, and then our next best, and then from there, the one that's left is the one that's got to go. So I'll start it off. My first one that I'm pulling off the board is going to be the crinkle fry. Crinkle fry. And for me, crinkle fry, why is my favorite is the traditional, like the McDonald's, Burger King, just the traditional fry. And the crinkle is the closest to it. It holds salt really well. It's a good potato to crispy ratio. And that's my first one off the board would be the crinkle fry.
I'm gonna say my first one is waffle fry, because like, you know, like you say waffle fry and you think like, ooh, Chick-fil-A. And I don't know, that's like my like go-to thing. And so it's like in my head, I'm just like, ooh, waffle fry, Polynesian sauce, barbecue sauce, whatever that, sriracha sauce. There we go, that one. I don't know. It's like waffle fries, like my thing. I hear, oh, they have waffle fries. Oh, waffle fries. So
Waffle fries. This is not my, well, I don't want to give too foreshadowing, but waffle fries, to me, it's a little overrated. Don't kill me, internet, but waffle fry to me is a little overrated.
I don't know what it is. It's like, because like I'm like super big on like sauce, and it's like something about that waffle fry, like you dip it in the sauce and you just catch it in all the little holes, and it's like, ah.
It's I can get with a waffle fry. And the next one off the board for me is the curly fry. Come through with the curly fry, because when I think about the curly fries, I think about the Cajun seasoned curly fries, and that did it for me. That's what gave it the edge a second, because you got that around here we got like the fast, well, Popeyes, but they have the straight fries, but Fast Tracks and what's the name of that the one with the checkers.
Checkers. Yeah.
They got the curly fries, and it's got the Cajun seasoning.
I think Arby's got it too.
Arby's?
I think so. No.
Arby's. Sorry, Arby's. If y'all want to sponsor us or something, I love it. But how do they stay open, Arby's?
I really don't know.
Like, you never ever see anybody.
I think I might have
at an Arby's.
It's like that, like one car in the drive-through, or at least like, because I used to live like down the street from an Arby's, so it's like that one car down the drive-through. As you passing by, and it's just like, it ain't gonna be that deep for me tonight.
Yeah, like, Arby's. I only go to Arby's if I can get a buy one get one free, like a free sandwich or something. That's the only reason. If they ever do something, you know, my wife with the deal, she's always if there's a deal, she'll find it. But that's the only way I go to Arby's. I don't know how they stay open, but. Anyway, what like I was saying, that curly fry, man, the curly fry, that would have to be the second off the board for me because of the Cajun seasoning. So that's my second off the board.
Honestly, though, I could get with the curling because anytime I have yet to have a bland curly fry from anywhere. Like anytime curly fries, it's like automatically there's gonna be some form of seasoning on it, and I'm just like, okay, I can get with this.
Yeah, yeah. So is that your second off the board?
I'm gonna make it my second.
My third off, and then of course you'll know which one's got to go after this. My third one that I'm picking up on the team will be the waffle fry. My third one is the waffle fry because, I mean, I feel like they're overrated. It's not my go-to. It's not my first or my second, but I do enjoy it. I do like waffle fries. Me saying they're overrated doesn't mean that I don't like them. I just, there's a lot of fries that I prefer before. It's a good fry, and like you brought up the point with the, I didn't think about that, when you dip it in the, especially like the Polynesian, like the sweet, syrupy sauce, if you dip it in that, it just dips in it. Yeah, so, yeah, especially, I've never tried this, but now I'm thinking about it, like, with some syrup, like chicken and waffle style.
That's true.
Do some waffle fries with syrup.
That's smart.
We're going to have to do that one day.
That's smart.
And we will eat on here because we both like to eat. So
yes,
there will be episodes where we just eat and talk. So that might be a thing. We try the waffle fry with the syrup. That's gonna work. Yeah. Let's make that happen. We'll have to make that happen.
Mukbang.
So that's my third one off the board. And what's your third one?
I'm going to say potato wedges, because it's something about, okay, I'm gonna go with the con, and then I'm gonna do the pro. The con is you eat like five and you feel like you had the whole potato. Now the pro is like you eat it and it's just like I feel like I actually had something substantial.
Yeah, that's
versus
good.
Like the fry. And you see them come out with it, we have potato wedges, and it's just like, oh well, I don't need to eat for the rest of the day. Let me unbutton my pan or something like that. So yeah, that's my
pick. So the one that has to go for me is that one though. Mm-hmm. Your one, the last one you kept, is the one that has to go. So I'll start with the cons. I never even thought about the pros, but the cons for me, it's very hard. I don't know if in my life if I've tried a potato, because it's so much potato.
It really is.
It's like you're biting into, it's soft, too soft on the inside mostly. And if you cook it enough to make the outside crispy and the inside firm and not whatever, then you get too crispy and too burnt on the outside. It's just the ratio potato to skin and crisp. And
I guess that's why, because like I'm one of those people, like I use like, no lie, probably a fourth of the bottle of whatever condiment I'm using.
Yeah.
And so it was literally like, I'm just like dousing it in some kind of sauce. And I'm just like, if it's like barbecue, ketchup, whatever, it's like, whoosh. It's like, without it, it's like dry as all get.
Oh, man.
It was tough time. Everything will, out of your mouth.
It will put you to sleep. Like, they will put you to sleep. And the pro, I guess it'll be the same, because I never even thought about a pro. I guess I'll just steal your pro. Is like, if you're packing a lunch and you pack potato wedges, you don't have to pack a lot else,
because it's really
it's gonna do the trick, that's for sure.
It's weird, because it's like sometimes like they don't bring a whole lot, and so you're just like, who brought this kitty meal? And then like you're eating, and then it's just like, well, I had like two, and
I don't know. That's it. That's all I can do. So yeah, that's the one that's got to go for me, is the potato wedge, and yours would be the crinkly fries.
Yes.
My first one. Wow.
Okay. Yeah. So I was thinking about it, and I don't know why, but it's just like, I just don't have the best experience with crinkle fries. Like on paper, it should be good, but then like application, I don't know what it is about the crinkle fry, but it just does not turn out well for some reason. Like you go somewhere and they're just like, we got crinkle fries, and it's like, I don't know. Maybe it's just because I just had food trauma with crinkle fries. Who knows? I don't know.
Well, that's my gotta go. My gotta go is the wedge, and yours is the crinkle. So
got to go.
moving right along. We just want to tell a little bit about ourselves, because I guess when I was doing, when I was monologuing, it's just not, hey, let me tell you a little bit about myself, and then continue to talk myself by myself. So you're like, self, this about me. That was a good point, self. So it just, it never fit the podcast before. So I am Terry Fisher. I am a worship leader. I've been worship leading for a very long time, probably more than 20 years. I've been worship leading. I've been in a choir and stuff more than 20 years. Worship leading, it's been definitely more than 15. I didn't calculate any of this up before, but it's definitely more than 15 that I've been in a worship leader position, I guess you would say. So for me, I feel like as a millennial, a younger millennial, I feel like that's, well, no, I'm not a younger millennial. What's the millennial age?
Oh gosh, fact check.
Okay, Google. What's the age range for millennials?
According to Kazasa, Gen Y or millennials were born between 1981 and 1994/6.
Well, there it is. 1994/6. So that's the 6th of 94. So if you were 81 to 94, a 6th of 94, then you're a millennial. I guess I'm getting kind of old then, because I'm toward that back half. I'm toward that older half. So I guess I'm an older millennial. As an older millennial, I feel like 15 years worship leading is a long time. But that's kind of what I've been doing. That's how long I've been doing that. As far as just other life, I'm a nurse, but I'm not working in nursing right now. Me, my wife, my sister-in-law, and my brother-in-law, we have a business together. We all run that together, so we do that. I do that. That is my job now. I still keep my license for nursing open, and I haven't worked in nursing in about 2 years. And I do some little side gigs as of late, probably the last 5 or 6 months. I've started doing some vocals, some gospel and inspirational vocals online, just for clients and stuff, and that's been a really good time. I enjoy doing that. So that keeps me pretty busy, keeps me really busy actually. So two kids, one Vivian, she just made 4 Saturday, so a few days ago. Today is, what's today?
18th,
Wednesday.
Ooh,
today's Thursday, Wednesday. Thursday. Today's Thursday.
Oh gosh.
So
it's real, I hear y'all.
Today's Thursday. So Saturday, she made 4 years old, so she just made 4, and I have a son, Louis, he's 1.5. Rambunctious, one and a half year old boy. He is all boy. So that keeps my life pretty busy, and that's what I do. Josh, you want to tell them a little bit about yourself?
Let's see. I guess I'm going to try to follow the format you did. Oh, gosh. Okay. So let's see. I have been doing choiry music stuff for a majority of my life, worship leader wise, more so within like the past few years. This is like 21. Yeah, in the past like few years or so, I started kind of moving into that. So I consider myself still fairly new and kind of learning stuff and picking stuff up as I go and stuff. So let's see what else. I have one child. Oh yeah, I got married in 2018. Yeah, 2018. Scratch that look. we just had our first baby. Well, first baby, yes, in general, but also our first baby girl. There we go. Words are hard. First baby girl in July, this past July. So she is 8 months old now. So life is completely different.
Oh, man. Yeah. It is. Oh, it's crazy. Different. Oh.
So let's see. I am 26. I had to think really hard about that just now. I'm 26, about to be 27. So I am literally on the cusp of the whole millennial thing. Like I'm like right here, like really like right here, like in between the tip right here. Like
wait,
I'm right
what year
here.
Were you born?
94.
Oh, okay. So
yeah. I'm like,
So
I was just in there.
Wow. That. Like you're on one end and I'm on the other.
Literally. Yeah. Like if I'm even in it at all, like I'm just like barely in it. Like, so yeah, I'm trying to see I'm trying to see if I missed anything. I work at a bank. Been doing that for about 5 years. Wow, been doing that for 5 years. That time just like, woo.
Yeah, you're in grad school too now.
Oh, right? Yeah, I'm getting my master's in social work. Woo, social workers. So, yes. I'm trying to think if I missed anything. I think I got it all.
Yeah, I think. I don't know. No. I'm telling you your life. Yeah, that's all for your life. That's it.
Yeah.
So, now, next up on the docket, we're going to talk about what to expect from this podcast. So me and Josh, we've been friends for years now. Yeah. I'm not good with numbers. I don't know. We've been friends for years.
Literally, like, it's a new year now, so I'm just like, I don't know where anything is at right now.
So we'll just keep it at years. We've been friends for years. We go to the same church. And what to expect is two friends talking. We're going to talk about worship leading stuff. We are what I like to believe. We're a wealth of knowledge in worship leading because we have a lot of years. We have a lot of years of it together. So we're going to discuss some things. We're going to talk about some things, give some pointers, some tips, and just talk about life. But it always will be centered around worship leading. So sorry about that. I got a little little mucus.
P.S. It's not COVID. It's no, just springtime.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's just.
And we live in Louisiana.
The pollen. Oh, my goodness. It's like when you walk outside and your car was gray, but now it's yellow. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Everything is yellow.
Everything's yellow.
And the pollen is just like right up in there. It's great.
And I'm not
awesome.
I'm not an allergy person, but when the pollen just, I mean, anybody's going to trigger your allergies when you get
it's
10 tons of, you know, however much it is of pollen falling everywhere. But yeah, that's kind of what to expect from this podcast. We're going to talk about a lot of different stuff. We may go off on a tangent and start talking about, because we both like to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So I might talk about how much I love Asian food. We may go off on the tangent for 10 minutes and be like, oh, yeah, what were we talking about? So rabbit trails, expect them. There will be many.
Just hold on. Just hold on.
Two friends in conversation. So that's kind of what to expect from this podcast. And we're excited about it, really excited about it. This is the first episode with us together, and we're super psyched about it. I was so excited getting everything set up and stuff. And it took us a while to kind of get here with schedules. You know, mm-hmm. I have a schedule. He has a schedule. Grad school, newborn. I have two rambunctious little ones. You know, we have a business and life and church and things outside of that. So it was just, it took us a few times back and forth to get to this. So I was excited about it. We were able to do it a day early because schedule change. So
yes,
so that's cool. That's cool. And he actually brought his little one Gigi here, and I have my two in the back. And again, like I said, if you hear them,
it's
life. It's a thing. It's life. So I'm gonna bring this up. I know you've probably heard this, and I know y'all probably heard this in the news. Well, at least not the news, but like bloggers and social media.
It's basically
stuff.
The news at this point. Like,
yeah, social media is basically the news. Like, I see something on social media and then I look it up on the news sites, you know, to verify it or whatever. I don't even really watch the news. Social media is the news now. But I'm calling this segment Cussin' Kirk. Cussin' Kirk. If you didn't hear about it, Kirk Franklin, his son, recorded a conversation of them that they were having. They were having an exchange, and he was he used a few choice words. Did you hear it?
Yeah,
you heard it. Like he was cussing.
Yeah, it was
it wasn't like let me first preface it with this. I can't cast any stones because I'm not without sin, so I'm not casting any stones. I'm just talking. He was cussing. Like, if you heard it, you know, if your ears, you know, don't listen to it because he was cussing.
It was like, that was that old school came
out.
Oh,
yeah.
That was old school. Because I heard it, I was just like, that was old school parenting coming out.
Oh, like, yeah. He was comfortable. Like, he was LeBron James at the Y. Like, he was comfortable. Like, at the church league, he was LeBron James at the church league. Like he was comfortable. So Kurt be cussing, like whatever. Kurt be cussing, like he be cussing.
It was one of those like when you hear it, like I don't know, I guess it's cause like it gives you like that little flashback if you grew up this way where it was just like all of a sudden like you hear it and it's just like, wow, this is all sounding like so familiar.
Yeah.
Like that one time I buzzed crazy and my parents was just like, you don't realize I'm insane. Like
and of course, you know, I'm a proponent of just being balanced. Like don't be too far off to the right on an issue and don't be too far off on the left on an issue, because too much salt will make your food bitter. We are salt and light. Mm-hmm. Too much light will blind you. Not enough light, you can't see. Mm-hmm. Not enough salt, you're like, ooh, I don't want nothing to do with this. It's bland.
Yeah.
So it's finding the balance of salt and light. And that's what I like to try to do, is find the balance. So I'm not going to be way off, but some of the saints, they came for him. Like, they was, some of the saints came for him.
The saints was on it.
And this is, I was thinking about this morning, this morning, because I knew we would talk about it. Like, Peter, he's one of the fathers, forefathers of church, like we do it now, the Christian church. He's he's one of the starters. And like when it came to denying Jesus, he denied him. They kept like pressing him about it, and he cussed them out. Like he
did. Peter was cussing people out.
Like Peter was cussing people out.
Yeah.
You know, and if it's good enough for Peter, I guess it's good enough for Kurt Franklin. You know.
I think it's one of those things where, like, because you were saying, like, a bunch of people, like, immediately, like, was jumping on him and all this other stuff. And I don't know if you saw, but, like, he, like, did, like, a formal apology.
Yeah,
and he was
just like,
hey, this is what's going on. This is what happened. Super sorry about this. And it's like, it's one of those things where it's just like, yeah, as, like, Christian leaders, like, we do have like this image that we have to uphold. It's just also like you said, like, I mean, like none of us are without sin. Like we all have our stuff. Like we all have this thing. And it just so happened that his son is a 21st century person who knows how to record conversations.
Yeah. And he called him on the wrong day.
Yeah.
You know, I used to be clinic nurse at a jail. And then before that, well, it doesn't even matter what title it is. Any customer service, you're going to get tested. You will be this close to cursing somebody out.
And if you were in customer service, you would know exactly what he's talking about.
If you've ever worked any customer service job,
literally,
you know, like, it's nothing to curse somebody out.
And now, then you just turn it, Lord, you saw what they just said.
now to be advocates to both sides, we are worship leaders, and, you know, they're... We should always be mindful of these things and try to live our best and try to put our best foot forward. But as far as Kurt Franklin has showed me and showed us, that's kind of what he's done. You know, that's what he's done. And this seemed to be not a consistent behavior by him, but this seems to be like
it was just one of those, a heat of the moment thing.
It's part of the human condition. If you're human, these kind of things will happen.
And honestly, what I thought was really cool was like he was willing to like just come out and just have like a public apology. Hey, this happened. Sorry, it wasn't right. Like
this is what.
And I mean, like he even gave extra information that he didn't have to give.
Yeah,
it's not our business what's going on between them.
Yeah, it's not our business.
But he was just like, this is what's happening. This is what's going on in our family. This has been going on for years. So that's what happened. Again, sorry. And I'm just like, you know what? That was big of him, because he also could have gone the route of just like, you know what? I did it, and you can't judge me. Only God can judge me. Da 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 da. And then just kept it going and not said anything.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So he did. He really did take the good road. That's something I guess I didn't think about. But he could have. He could have taken the road like, it's my business. Whatever. You know.
You don't pay my bills.
You don't pay my bills. So he did take the. He did take the good road by giving an apology and a public statement, and like you said, telling his family history and his business, when that's not our business.
Nope.
He made it our business. So, so, and what this gets me to talking about is worship leading off the stage, you know, so as worship leaders off the stage, you know, what is expected of us? You know, how should we live and what are the things we should do? And I didn't look this up. This might be another fact check. I know in the New Testament, they were looking to get some people to some leadership position to look after some widows.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I don't know it. I don't know exactly where it is right now, but and they asked, you know what? Let me,
because I want to say they it's asked, like
Paul about, you know, there was like, we need some people to look after these widows because nobody's doing it. And he was like, get you a group of men and let them be full of the Holy Ghost and of a good report. And those were his requirements for leadership.
Found it.
Oh, that was quick. He's on it. On that Bible. He's on it. He didn't even use the search either. He scrolled and went to it. He found it in the scripture.
Let's see. It was, Acts chapter 6 for anybody that likes to do the whole run back and look kind of thing. I know there's like portion of people like doing that. They chose 7 people to kind of help out with the widows because like people were like being neglected and stuff like that. And they were just like, look, our people being neglected, we need to do something. And so they chose 7 people because I remember it was like the apostles were talking about like, hey, we got to be focused on like actually doing like the work of God. We don't have time to like stop doing this.
We can't do this. We can't.
Yeah.
You know, we got to set up some teams because we're doing this stuff and, you know, that's not really a part of our ministry. So
can't do it all.
Yeah.
So they picked 7 people and they picked, let me see. I'm trying to find like the name. It was like Stephen, Philip, I'm gonna get in trouble trying to say all these names, but they picked 7 people.
7 people. It was 7 people, and they told them let them be of a good report. Mm-hmm. So your whole life being of a good report. If you ask somebody, you know, what do you think about Josh, and they give you a good report, then that, you know,
mm-hmm.
your life is an example of a good report that qualifies you for leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're full of God's Spirit, you have His fruit in your life. Those are according to this passage. Those are, fact check me, that's what mm-hmm. he said, be full of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, and mm-hmm. of a good report, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
Yep.
So according to this passage, that is what qualifies us for leadership positions. Now, of course, you have some people that are under people that require things, so don't go to your leader or your pastor and be like, uh-oh, I'm of a good report and I'm full of the Holy Ghost. So you better let me on that platform. Because you know, leaders are given, they hear from God and God may have a certain thing for a certain area. Mm-hmm. There may be like something going on and things in the South that go on that are different in the North. Mm-hmm. Some things in the South may not be, I don't know how, I'm trying to get my brain around it. Because of spiritual things and mm-hmm. different areas battle different things spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some things may not be okay because it may trigger some things.
Yep.
So we're back and there was a little technical difficulty. But like I was saying, you know, there are certain spirits that are battled in different places that mm-hmm. something in the where I'm at, where mm-hmm. we're at right now,
mm-hmm.
It may not be a problem for somebody up north. And so usually your leaders and your pastors, they have their ear to God. And if they do have their ear to God, they know those things. And so they may tell you don't do something or you're not allowed to do this
mm-hmm.
If you're going to serve here. And it may not be a Bible thing but he may have his ear to the
mm-hmm.
Hopefully he has his ear to the Spirit and he's listening and there's seasons and times when things can't be done. And so that was just a disclaimer. You know, it says be of a good report and be of full of the Holy Ghost. But sometimes there are more requirements just because of different factors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess that's, yeah.
That makes sense. Trying to think. It was going somewhere. Oh, yeah, the good report thing. I think sometimes I know sometimes like also like perfectionism can be like a big thing, and honestly most likely in like worship ministry you're gonna find a lot of people who are like perfectionistic, if that's even a word, and so it's like when you hear like of a good rapport, and this is something like I had to learn, like being of a good rapport doesn't mean that you don't make mistakes.
Right,
it means
right, yeah.
like you just like you like own up to your stuff. Like you said, like having the fruit of the spirit, like having that good character and just understanding like consistently across the board, like they need to see like, okay, even when he makes a mistake, like how do you even handle your mistakes? You
yeah,
know,
that's
like
good.
How do you
that's
handle
good.
Like falling down?
Yeah.
Like with the Kirk Franklin thing, like he came back and he was like, look, this is my public apology. Like stuff like that, like
yeah, and the you know the Bible says forgive you know 7 times 70
mm-hmm.
in one day forgive your you know offenses of your brethren.
Mm-hmm.
So of course people say this all the time, but and it's not something some big awesome point, but you know if he asks us to forgive that mm-hmm. much, you know how much more will he forgive us if we ask him? And so
mm-hmm.
part of that having a good report and having the fruit of the spirit is when you ask for forgiveness that it's sincere and you repent and you kind of turn and mm-hmm. and like the psalmist what's his name, like the psalmist Donnie McClurkin said, we fall down
yep.
but we get up.
Ooh, that was a good one.
So
oh, that was
I mean the saint is just a sinner who mm-hmm. falls down, but they get back up and mm-hmm. they repent and they move forward. So
that's the important. I like
yeah.
that. They move forward.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. They move forward, moving forward from it. And like and you hit a point that really it struck a chord with me. You were saying a lot of people up front worship leaders. It's perfection. They strive for perfection or mm-hmm. to look perfect just mm-hmm. because you're in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not just worship leaders. It's politicians. It's anybody mm-hmm. who's in the public eye. It's human nature to want to be perfect or to want to appear as blemish free as possible when we all going through it. Like
mm-hmm.
if you're human, it's part of the human condition. There's a little Gigi in there crying.
Probably.
I think it is. And kids running through. But like we said, this is a part of this podcast. Like we got children and children gone children.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Children gone children.
Children gone children.
And so what was I saying? I forgot what I was saying.
The politicians.
Oh yeah. Perfect. Politicians, no matter what it is, we all strive to want to be perfect. It's part of the human condition. Part of our makeup, part of our psyche is to want to appear, as perfect as possible when we are all going through it. I'm going through it. You going through it. We go through it in different ways and, in the different times and different seasons and you're going through it maybe different than my going through it, and your weights may be different from my weights, your sins may be different from my sins, but we're all going through it. And it's kind of disheartening when you see people wanting to string somebody up for making
yeah.
a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's a mistake and you see from their life that it's a mistake and their life proves otherwise, then it's a sad thing because that's not what the Bible teaches and it's not
yeah.
what Jesus taught, you know. There's no condemnation in Christ. As long as you're in Christ and you're a new creature, there's no condemnation mm-hmm. in that. And there shouldn't be, you know. Now, if we're not in Christ and we're just doing what we want to do, then there is
yeah.
some condemnation because
yeah.
the scripture doesn't say it. It says there's no condemnation in Christ.
Yeah.
So it's tough to see somebody. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Well, I was just going to say, like you were saying, like it's one thing when it's just like it's a mistake and it's just like, oh man, I really slipped up there. But it's a whole other thing when it's just like, this is just what I feel like doing and I'm
yeah.
just gonna do it and you can't tell me nothing. Like
yeah.
that's a problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a problem. That's a problem with
mm-hmm.
with God. Like
mm-hmm.
it's a problem. I don't know. Do you have anything else on this? I don't know. We've kinda
I don't know. I think, honestly, we fleshed that out a lot more than I.
That was pretty good for the first one. I think that's everything we got on the docket mm-hmm. for today. Yeah.
Some
experiences. Yeah. So, good and bad experience. Well, I'll go with my good. Ooh, Gigi's having a bad experience back there right now.
He is.
Bless her. So I'll go with a good experience first. Good experience, worship leading. Well, I don't know if I have in my mind, oh, this was a great experience. Because I guess they're not as memorable, mm-hmm. not as memorable as bad. Because you get a bad experience, it's stick with you
for the rest of your life.
Good experiences, they just kind of, I guess that was good. So I guess I don't have any references of good experiences. I've had a ton of them. A good experience is when you go, because I don't know. I would speak for myself. Mm-hmm. Every time I'm on the platform, I don't necessarily feel God very strongly.
That's real.
Sometimes you got to push through it. So that a good experience would be God's moving very mightily up on you. And also all of your notes, bam, you hitting all the notes, you hit the run, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, when all that's hitting and you in the song and everybody like in worship and you can see the fruit of your practice and the fruit. Yeah. Hey, G.
There it is.
Come on through, G. That's all right.
It's all right.
And now we're back, and as you can see, we have a new member of the podcast. She wanted her daddy.
This is real life, y'all.
So she's gonna join us for the last few minutes, and we'll go ahead and wrap it up. So Gigi can have her time. A bad experience, like I said, yeah. I can walk it down. Pop, pop, pop. Let's see, bad experience. Which one? Oh, like
which one?
Which one? Like,
that's a real thing, though.
Okay. So a bad experience. I've told this one before. It's. Well, let me see. Bad experience. There's always bad experiences. Like just singing and being off. Like singing off key is a bad experience. Those little stray notes of bah, that run off.
And then you just got to commit to it at that point. Because it's just like, I'm here now.
I remember one time I was singing and I went to do a run and I was thinking in my head before I'm gonna do this run. And let's just say we was in C. I started the first note in C sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time down I was blah 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 blah. Every note was out of key, and I was like, look. And the thing that happens with those, that'll snatch you out so quick. Something like that happens, you gone the rest of the service. Well, not the rest of the service, but at least the rest of that song, I'm out of it. Like,
you're trying to come back.
I'm trying to come back. I might be doing this, but it ain't because I'm worshiping. It's because I'm like, man, I shouldn't have done that. And I'm singing, but the whole time in my brain, I'm like, I shouldn't have done that.
And for those of you who maybe don't necessarily do the whole like run thing, it's something about like when you start a run, you can't stop in the middle.
Yeah, you can't. Like you can't.
once you run, you're running.
You gotta commit.
Whether it's a bad run or a good run, you're just running. It's done. Commit.
So I mean, that's one bad experience that I can think about. But there's been some train wrecks too. Now as far as a train wreck, I've told this story before, but it might be the biggest train wreck, so I'm gonna tell it again. There was I was singing at a nursing home with a group of people, and before the nursing home, I was like, before we went to the nursing home, I was like, so what can I want to hit them with this, but hit them with the modern too, so you know, maybe they're old, maybe they're tired of hearing like hymnals, you know. Mm-hmm. Let me hit them with something new. Mm-hmm. But not too new. So I hit them with but you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. So the song I went with was How Great Is Our God. Mm-hmm. Very like
old faithful.
You know, even if you're like 12 or you're 106, How Great Is Our God? It's a slow melody. Staple. It's like, it's a staple. Like, you should know it. You should. It's good. It's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
What's the, My Hope Is Built on Nothing Less. That's literally a hymnal. But then the chorus is Christ alone. So mm-hmm. hit them with the old and get a little new too. So I was like, all right, they're going to be getting a treat. You know what I was thinking? I was thinking, you know, they always get these old songs. Mm-hmm. Let's give them a little treat.
Give them a little something new.
A little something. Throw a little. And so I get there. We sing. You know, it goes pretty well. And then finish the last note. And there's this lady in the back. And she didn't wait till after. She hit it right there. We were singing. She was like, that was horrible. She was like, y'all keep coming in here with y'all. With y'all new songs, we don't want to hear that. We want to hear the old stuff. So I was like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'll do better next time. You know, and it was in front of God and everybody. Like,
and you just, okay, ma'am.
And I was playing guitar and I was like lead singing. So she was pointing at me, staring a hole in my forehead. And so that was... I was like, okay, no more of that. So it was hymnal from then on. It was straight up. Turn the page 52.
That was on her. That was on how her great strong.
Thou art.
That was on her strong.
Oh yeah,
that was bothering her.
Oh yeah, it was bothering. And then later she came and she was like, oh, I came from a musical family and I used to do all this and that. So it came from a place of she was in her feelings because mm-hmm. you know she was trying to relive you know her whatever. But yeah, that was a doozy. That was a bad experience. You got any bad experiences?
It was one of my first times singing in the junior high class. Oh yeah, I work with junior high kids normally, also on Wednesdays. Forgot to put that in there. You see all that after fact stuff. So I was singing. It was like one of the first times I sang in the junior high class, and the person that was like that was over it that night, she was just like, hey, why don't you sing this song, this will sound really good, and you just, you know, sing how you sing and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah, cool, I got this, I can sing this song, we've done it before, it's an old song, it wasn't nothing new, it was great. Get to it, literally song playing, nobody else is singing because it's the solo part. Literally forget all of the words. And it's not like some, oh, I forgot a line. Because, you know, like, you forget a line, you can bounce back from a line. You can. You can do it. You can bounce back from a line. No, I forgot the whole verse. The entire verse. And so we just sat there and we clapped. And I smiled and it was awkward, y'all. And awkward is on a whole nother level. Like, at least with adults. Adults know how to, like, maneuver around awkward. And they can be, that's all right, baby. Like, you know, they'll make it work. Junior high kids, no mercy. This is like sitting there is like awkward. Why are we sitting here clapping? Who's supposed to be singing right now? Why are there lyrics up here and you not singing? What are you doing? And it's like it's not even like the vocal thing. Now they didn't go that far, but like it was like they just sitting there and everybody's just like, any minute now he gonna do it. He's not doing it. All right. And then we just right back in the chorus and they were just like, oh okay. Yep. All right. Great time. Yeah.
And I'm sure they knew somebody was supposed to come in. Like they're like just kinda like
And because I think it was like a common song that we've done at church. Yeah. So like everybody knew something's supposed to be happening right now. And it's just like
I'm not a musical person, but I'm pretty sure somebody's supposed to be singing right now.
And you know how we do, where it's just like you clapping. It's just like, I ain't got it right now. So you just clapping, you know, the little fake clap with the mic. And it's just like, and everybody's looking at each other on the platform.
On this side, you're like, help me.
Literally. Help. And I'm just like, and the lady that's over, she's like, and we're all like, it's great. It's
that's
all right.
Good stuff. That's good stuff. Yeah, those are some horrible experiences. And so I'm gonna do the real like I guess YouTube-y type thing and say, so if you had any bad experiences, why don't you type them in the comments below? Hit that like button and subscribe. Uh-huh. Nah, but for real though,
counseling services on the next episode.
Have somebody lay it back. So what was your bad experience? Oh, I could see it all over again.
And shaking.
They just kept taunting me.
Good times. Oh man.
And worship fails, like those worship fails, we scroll through them and it was like, as long as you don't end up on those, you'll be all right. On mm-hmm. the worship fails.
They catch never them let quick, them like, record you.
They catch them
never
quick.
Let them yeah. record you. Run away.
So yeah, I think if you don't have anything else, I think that does it.
Oh no, I'm good.
That does it for this episode number one of the Worship Leader podcast. See you guys in when we see you. All right, y'all, take care.